Leading the news, an inquiry is underway into how a Texas health worker has become the first person to be infected with Ebola in the United States. The unnamed woman treated Ebola victim Thomas Duncan before he died and had been wearing protective clothing. Authorities are blaming a breach in protocol for the infection. Back home now, and a Queensland nurse at the centre of an Ebola scare has been discharged from the Cairns hospital. Sue Ellen Kovac had a second round of tests for the disease at the weekend, which came back negative. The 56-year-old was hospitalised last week after returning from treating Ebola patients in Sierra Leone. Two teenagers accused of racially abusing a security guard on a Brisbane train will face court today. The attack happened over a week ago and was recorded by one of the accused before going viral on social media. More than 10 new alleged victims of jailed Australian entertainer Rolf Harris have reportedly come forward. Britain's Sunday Times says the alleged victims are from Britain, Australia and New Zealand. Harris was jailed for more than 5 years for assaulting four girls. A new research shows rising power bills are continuing to cause stress among some Australians. Ernst & Young has surveyed 650 households in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. One in eight said they had missed a bill payment in the last 12 months because they couldn't afford to pay.